The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you. It's Thursday morning, the 29th of October, 2020. It's 4 minutes past nine. We're with you till 10 o'clock. The text number this morning is 51551, and you can email ryan at rte.ie. We're getting very Halloween-y in the air, which is lovely. Get the bracks out, the balloons up, and decorate your house. I think this is the thing, if you can. Get the tat out and get busy and make the house look. I mean, it's amazing what you can do with a few cheap old balloons. Blow them up, knock them, leave them around the place. Before you know it, you're doing keepy-uppies. I did keepy-uppies last time. We got 26 keepy-uppies with a balloon in the kitchen. And it was outrageous. An outrageous amount of fun. I mean, I thought, here we are, you know, with a balloon. We are going positively mad. And it's a balloon that's keeping us together and keeping us sane and keeping us mentally agile. A balloon. The moon's a balloon, said David Niven, which is a book that, you know, lots of people have enjoyed. But it felt like there was magic in the air with something so simple. That's what I think. Balloons. We got a lovely reaction yesterday to the conversation with Mary Noonan about her beautiful daughter, Emer, who passed away so sadly. Too young, 21. But I want to begin today with a few comments on that, because people were really blown away by Mary's kindness and her attitude in the face of such awfulness. And another Mary O'Leary from Kerry got on to say, I sat at home working remotely listening to your show as a mother of three daughters and one son, ranging in ages between 20 and 28. I was taken aback by the interview, and I admire Mary for her composure. I think a lot of people are struck by that. She's a lovely lady. And it's every mother and father's worst fear, obviously, that something can happen like what happened to dear Emer. But what an inspirational interview, and my heart goes out to Mary and her family. And may the music and beautiful memories of your dear daughter, Emer, keep you going. Kind thoughts, Mary O'Leary. It's a lovely thing to say. And Kenneth Jones from Portugal emailed to say, listening to your chat with Mary, and I was moved by her strength in the face of the tragic loss of her daughter a few years ago. And Mary reminded me of the huge debt we all owe to the thousands and thousands of national school teachers. It's a very good point. Past and present, whom she represents so eloquently and who mould the very essence of what it means to be brought up and have our vital early education in Ireland. Due to my father's career, says Kenneth, my parents and my siblings lived in a number of counties from Cork to Monaghan and in between. So I was entrusted to several national school teachers over a period of 8 years or so. And they differed, of course, but one and all are deserving of respect and affection in my memory. My memory goes back to the best part of 80 years, so attitudes might have shifted, understandably, but I value my recollection of the extracurricular encouragement of interest in nature and art and music and language and travel, to name but a few areas at least. And Mary shows that these values continue to be important in the example of music in the case of her daughter. Very best wishes, Kenneth Jones in Portugal. Lovely reflection on that chat and interview with Mary. And during Mary's interview, we got a text from a listener named Suzanne, and she shared Mary's sentiments on losing your daughter, because her daughter Louise died in 2017 when she was just 18 years old. And she said, Louise, mentioned Louise's name in the text, and I was saying to her, I'm so happy she did that so that we know the name of your daughter rather than saying my daughter also passed. It was lovely to hear her name, because I often speak to people who are bereaved, and they often say to me that they'd rather hear the names of the people they've lost mentioned rather than a sort of awkward silence about a recent bereavement. So just say it and bring the person into the room, so to speak. Anyway, Suzanne got back later on in the show yesterday, just at the end, to say, Ryan, you played Louise's funeral song, The Beatles, in my life, and this is just unbelievable, so thank you. Isn't that just extraordinary? I didn't know that was the song. But I hope it brought you to a beautiful place, as well as obviously being a profoundly sad place. So thank you for those recollections and thoughts. And in a happier tone, could I wish somebody a happy birthday? And that's to somebody who got in touch with us to say, This is, it's a granddaughter. A lot of the children are off for school, off school for holidays and so on. So Ava Rose Clark is 13 years old. And she got on to say, could you wish my granddad, Christy Clark, a big happy birthday? Which, of course, I'm more than happy to do because 80 is a big age. So congratulations to Christy. He's 80 today. A round of applause. Good man, Christy. And he loves the song Strangers in the Night. Oh, he's a man after my own heart, a Sinatra man. And he can't sing it anymore, but it would be lovely if you could remember him today. We all love him so much. I'm here baking a cake for him this morning. What a great granddaughter. And I'm going to bring it down to him later to celebrate with my grand Breda, who looks after him so well, with all my love from his granddaughter, Ava Rose Clark, aged 13. And he would have been heard frequently wandering around the house going, doobie doobie doo, da 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 da. So he was given it the full chairman of the board there. So happy birthday, Christy. And you're blessed with a beautiful granddaughter like that. I also mentioned yesterday that the people of Loughrea were in trouble. They had a little Bedford Falls moment. They needed their lights turned on because the businesses are in trouble. And with that in mind, I mentioned it. But they needed €12,000. Now, obviously, they don't have that. But I just thought if you're from Galway or if you're a business and you're inclined, you'd want to get involved to help them get the lights on, what a nice thing it would be to do. But just, I mentioned in the course of that, that I had been in, and I remember it well, the Christmassy town in Ireland. I did a report for, on it, must be 20 years ago there. And Kevin and Joan Glynn were on. I remember Kevin well, because you worked, you owned, if I remember correctly, the shop that sold record players and, you know, ghetto blasters, whatever they were called. And you were so good to me. I remember well. Anyway, you got back to by email. I haven't heard from you for so long. Saying, I heard you mention your Cub days as a reporter on the radio. Just wanted to say hello and thanks for the memories. I was your contact in Loughrea and I was involved in getting the tape recorder out from Galway. My wife, Joan, a teacher in the local school, had the school choir set to sing when the recorder failed. And she brought the choir back again after school once the new recorder had arrived. You also met two friends of mine who had just adopted twins from Russia that Christmas. If you remember, at the end of the day, we did a tour of St. Brendan's Cathedral, where I described the beauty of the sunlight streaming through our most famous stained glass window, even though we were in complete darkness. And we might have another connection in the future, as I've completed a documentary on Alcock and Brown, which was shown as part of the centenary celebrations in Clifton last year. And it includes the journey of the statue to that famous Clifton Hotel, of course, the Great Abbey Glen in on the Skye Road. And the statue is now in the, it's now the centrepiece in Clifton of the Alcock and Brown. And it's a beautiful piece. But lovely to hear from you again, Kevin, and to you and Joan and all my friends in Loughrea. Good morning. And I got some good news for you this morning, because after the show yesterday, we were contacted by Chanel Pharma. And they have 550 employees. They are the largest employer in Loughrea and the surrounding area. Now, this is a clever, and I don't mean clever in a pejorative sense. This is a clever kind clever, because they're, Michael Burke is the MD and the owner there. And he says that the Loughrea Christmas lights are a wonderful feature in the town. And it would be hugely disappointing to all if they didn't go ahead. So they're donating €5,000 to the lights, to get the lights lighting. Yeah, that is a very, you needed 12. There's five right there. I presume you have a few in the bank already. So let's get you to the 12. That'd be really sweet. But I'm delighted to hear about that. Jules was on to say, we have a spider's web going between the lights on both sides of our sitting room. The balloon volleyball is going well. Oh, so yeah, this balloon isn't, I'm not on my own with the balloon. And my youngest, the happy loud noise was fabulous last night. And you're right, it's a simple thing. The keepy uppies, by the way, was head only. It wasn't, you couldn't use shoulders. It wasn't like a football keepy uppies. It was heads only, head contact only. And 21, 22 keepy uppies wasn't bad at all. Delighted. Loads and loads of businesses have been sending in, telling us what they're doing, whether it's on Instagram, has gone through the roof on this one, but also here. I just urge you, if you are going to send in suggestions for your business, you don't have to send in your product, okay? You don't. We have plenty of things in our lives. Don't be wasting your money and your product on us or me. But thank you. Your thoughtfulness doesn't go unnoticed, but I just would hate you to think that you'd have to do that. You don't. Just tell us who you are, where you are, and that's what we're here for, is to keep you going. Like, for example, DWM Cards, Niall Purcell was on. They're a small card company, one of the last Irish companies left designing and manufacturing Christmas and greeting cards on the grounds of Dunamon Castle, County Roscommon. I hope I'm saying that correctly, because I hadn't heard of it. Much to my shame, but they want to support the On Post initiative of free post from care and nursing homes. So they're offering 144 free Christmas cards each each to the first 20 care or nursing homes who contact us through our website. So get there, dwmcards.ie, go. If you are in a care or nursing home and they'll supply the cards. Lovely gesture, good Irish business and good on them. We also mentioned before the sock co-op, they do Sockscapes of Ireland. So it could be Dingle or Skelligs or Glendalough or Galway or Connemara or whatever it might be. And they're doing gift boxes, which include Irish Mela fudge from Cork. I could eat this all day long. It is knockout, by the way. That's another Irish product you have to get your hands on. Mela's fudge is unquestionably the best. I stand over. I recommend it like I recommend very few things with such a high 5-star rating. As long as it's, for me, the simple butter fudge. I don't need any Guinness in it. I don't want any raisins in it. I don't want any jiggery pokery. Just want the regular. And that's what you're going to get there. So they do gift boxes, €50, which includes 3 socks, a mug, a hot chocolate and the fudge with free shipping in Ireland and a note. Then there's a €100 version with 8 socks from all around Ireland. It's a great, great box of gifts. So it's sockcoop.com, but it's spelled sockcoop.com, and that's a really nice business. West Cork Literary Festival, busier than ever. Tonight, Maeve Higgins, the comedian, is going to be in conversation with Nadine O'Regan, the journalist, about Maeve's life in New York. So you can go on to westcorkmusic.ie. It'll cost you €5, but you'll learn so much and have so much fun at that Zooming tonight. Galway food tours, self-guided, from Sheena and Gossia, have done this beautiful illustrated little book of where to eat and where you might go in Galway, with websites as well, obviously, and then vouchers at the back of it for free coffee or free cocktail. Really, really sweet. And that's galwayfoodtours.com. That's another beaut. And thank you to Nicola Connolly as well, who's the founder of Nunaya, the beauty wellness brand, and they do beautiful products too, as do Sinead and Tracy with their eco-friendly candles and soy wax and wax melts. Well done to them. They're doing great work, as are Claire and Maeve and Charlie, who are involved in Maeve enamels.com, and they've turned their eyes to the world of silk face masks, which are pretty smart, to say the least. And Valerie Byrne is doing big business in Grennan Mill Clothing in Thomastown in County Kilkenny. Irish Made Knitwear, be sure to keep busy with them. They're doing great work. So all of these people doing great things, and I'll get to more later on if I can, but let me keep going. Would you leave your child with a Zoom nanny? Would you leave your child with a Zoom nanny? I don't think if you... That's what they're doing in the UK. This particular journalist was writing to say that her son was being held in thrall, not by me, but by a nanny on Zoom who lives more than 100 miles away. I don't know about that. So his little face was trained on a laptop screen. His conversation was with a stranger, and when he reached out, his fingers grazed polarised glass rather than skin. That's a bit grim, isn't it? And online nannying is the latest parenting trend born out of lockdown, with so many working homeschooling parents at the end of their collective tether. And that is virtual nanny. Virtual nannies. Not sure about that. Tupperware. It's back. It's alive. It's well. And it's rocking in the free world. Just when they thought it's a thing of the past and a bit 70s and a bit of a knock on the door for a Tupperware party beside Abigail. It's all back. Tupperware. They thought it was over. And first quarter posted profits of $34.4 million. They have quadrupled. I mean, COVID uptick for these guys. Little do they know. They're probably sitting there in their cups about, February, going, I'm afraid it's over. We're not going anywhere on holidays this summer. And then, bang, COVID, bang, Tupperware, big sales. It's amazing. They've made a David Bowie biopic called Stardust, but there's no David Bowie music in it. And man, that's nonsense. The family have disowned it, and they still went and did it. I don't know why. After Bohemian Rhapsody, which was all about Queen, and Rocket Man, which was all about Elton John, and now it's David Bowie, which has nothing to do with David Bowie's music. I think that's, and that to me would be the essence of poor decision making and wisdom deficit disorder. I think. Balloon Keepy Uppy says Collie is underrated. Imagine the fun kids will have making videos of that. And they should set it to the Benny Hill music and speed it up. Good advice. Although they'd probably set it to something much more contemporary now and TikTok the bejesus out of it. What a beautiful message from a 13-year-old girl to her granddad. He will treasure that, says the text. A strong relationship with loving grandparents is a gift for all. In some ways, the COVID situation may have enriched relations between grandparents and grandchildren, because they have that need to mind each other a bit more. And that could be a proper, another uptick, as I say, COVID uptick. Thank you to Robert and Alan and Gary and all the Carve On team. Beautiful leather products there, and wallets and notebooks and so on. And we wish them well. They are in on the Naas Road in Kilcullen. So that's another business that's doing rather well. And before I take some music, let me tell you that we have Stephen Fry joining us live on the programme this morning. He's written a book about Troy, and I'm so happy to talk to him about Troy and the Greek myths and everything else in between, because he's an eminently entertaining person to speak to, but also complicated. And he'd be the first to admit that, in the sense that he's as human as the rest of us. But talking about teachers there earlier on, and every time I hear about the Greek myths and ancient Rome, I was very blessed to have one of my great favourite teachers was actually a Latin teacher, Miss Fitzgerald, who I want to give a copy of this book to, because it just enriched my life with all this knowledge, and I've carried it ever since. Simple advice: if it's very hot wherever you might be, find a church. You don't have to be religious, it'll cool you down and you'll have beautiful things to look at. What great advice. What a great advice. So I'm definitely looking forward to talking to Stephen Fry about all of these things. But I don't want to go too much further without passing on my thoughts and condolences to the family of the people that you saw on the news last night. I won't get into names and anything other than to say that a 37-year-old, an 11-year-old and a 6-year-old are no longer with us because of whatever circumstances brought them to this catastrophe in their lives. This is the second time this week that we've had to talk about three family members in one house no longer with us because of horrible, catastrophic situation. I don't know anything about the circumstances. All I know is that life is complicated and life is very difficult for people. And that is magnified and multiplied by what's happening in the world at the moment. And that horrible news is pause for thought. Those kids should be sitting on the couch watching the toy show in 4 weeks, 6 weeks time, and they're gone now. So what's happening? And we, as friends and family and neighbours and cousins and brothers and sisters and mums and dads and uncles and aunties and granddads and grandmothers, we just need to take a breath every now and again and stop sweating the small stuff if we can. And maybe if we're lucky enough to be intellectually, emotionally and physically strong, that we can mind people who are less than those things, and that one might make the world a little better. The second thing I wanted to mention too this morning is that the survivors of the mother and baby homes, who are now going to be able to seek access to their personal records after the government clarified concerns raised by survivors who weren't happy about what happened. I think this is a great, mature move. I think the government did the right thing. They went back. They were doing the wrong thing, I thought. They went back. They thrashed that out and said, no, we need to roll back. So this isn't about saying, we told you so. It's about saying, well done for making the right decision, because too many people were too upset. And I was coming from a history point of view. As somebody of this generation, I couldn't stand by, and I didn't want to stand by and not comment, at least comment on it, and say, please don't hide things away from people who need to know the truth. And I think those people, by and large, there'll be nuance and legal nuance and people, that's not for us and it's not for today, but that's for other programmes indeed. But I think that there'll be some class of peace brought to the valley of a lot of people who deserve it and more. Okay, it's 9:23. We'll go here. That's a beautiful piece of music from George Michael, Heal the Pain. Ken, my old pal Ken was on saying, listen, without prejudice, quite rightly, he says, one of the best albums of the 80s. And all the best. And two, Ken, haven't seen for ages. We need to sort that out. And another says, perfect song choice every morning. Here's another balloon. Yeah. You know, don't underestimate the power of a balloon. I am delighted to say we'll be talking to Stephen Fry after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Right then, 7 minutes to ten. I enjoyed that chat with Stephen Fry, and so did you. The texts are coming in by the dozen, whatever that word is. Now, trick or treat, what have we got here? You mightn't be able to go door to door this Halloween, so this year, RT Radio, we're bringing you the Halloween goodies to you and your neighbours with Ireland's biggest trick or treat. Tomorrow, we'll see a Halloween extravaganza kicking off all over RT Radio 1. It's sponsored by Tesco with a day of spooktacular surprises and prizes, indeed, on RT stations for our the trick or Street campaign sponsored by Tesco. Everything from hampers filled with Halloween goodies for listeners, and not only that, their neighbours, and to a family trip to Orlando in Florida someday, hopefully in the next 10 years. So we're playing a very special Kids Know Halloween stuff tomorrow. Text Halloween and your name and address to 51551, and tomorrow you could be picked to take part in our spooky quiz. Don't put in any full stops. No emojis, just the word Halloween in your address. Okay, the great thing is, if you don't win on our show tomorrow, you will have lots of chances later on in the day on the Ronan Collins Show, the Ray Darcy Show, and on 2FM. Even on Lyric FM are getting involved. And Radio and the Gael Talk are getting stuck in. So there's loads of crack. In the year that children across the country can't traditionally trick or treat, RT Radio's Trick or Street campaign offers neighbours a chance to experience Halloween magic together. Everything from hampers. I've said that already. So you know what to do. Get stuck in and... The overall winner of the trip to Orlando, Florida for two adults and two children will be revealed on a television programme called The Late Late Show next Friday by Ryan Tuberty, apparently. Never hear me say my name, but that's what it says. The dates for the uptake of this trip will be open-ended given the ongoing crisis, etc., etc. Text the word Halloween followed by your name and address to 51551 or from Northern Ireland 80889. Mary Shovlin tells me, my children are going to local shop for their packet of balloons to make a papier-mâché pumpkin piñata for Halloween. This was their idea for some fun family fun on Saturday, but I can feel a session of Keepy Uppies coming on. Yes, indeed. B21, I dare you. That's where we say goodbye for now. Thanks so much for listening. Keep the emails coming. Ryan@RTE.ie. Stay tuned for Philip Boucher-Hayes and have a great day.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.